WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes to kickstart your day right. I'm Taylor Reed, your host, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of grace, a whole lot of perspective, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Today, we're diving into something super important: forgiving yourself for mistakes. Ever feel like you're replaying that embarrassing moment from last week in your head on repeat? You know that feeling when you trip over thin air, spilling coffee all over yourself, and suddenly the entire universe seems to be judging your every move? Yeah, we've all been there. The thing is, holding on to those mistakes, letting them fester and weigh us down, it's like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It just makes life harder, you know? But guess what? We're not robots programmed for perfection. We're humans, beautiful, messy, wonderfully imperfect creatures who are constantly learning and growing. And that means we're going to make mistakes. Big ones, small ones, the kind that make you want to hide under a blanket and eat your feelings, no judgment. So how do we shake off those self-inflicted burdens and move forward with more grace? Let's break it down. First things first, acknowledge the mistake. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it didn't happen. Owning up to our missteps is the first step towards healing and growth. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a broken bone, right? You'd get it checked out, maybe even cast it up for a while. Mistakes are kind of like that, they need attention and care. Second, learn from it. That's the beauty of making mistakes, they're incredible learning opportunities in disguise. Ask yourself, what went wrong? What could I have done differently? How can I use this experience to make better choices next time? Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who messed up. We all deserve a little TLC, especially when we're feeling down on ourselves. Imagine your best friend coming to you after making a mistake, what would you say? Chances are, you'd offer words of encouragement and support, not harsh criticism. Fourth, don't dwell on it. I know it's tempting to replay the whole scenario over and over in your head, but that's just going to keep you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Once you've acknowledged, learned from, and processed the mistake, let it go. It's like letting go of a helium balloon. Sometimes the best thing to do is watch it float away. And finally, remember this. You are not defined by your mistakes. They're just a small part of your story. Your worth isn't tied to your past blunders. It comes from your resilience, your ability to learn and grow, and your capacity for love and kindness. Let me tell you a quick story. Picture this. You're at a big party, feeling confident and ready to mingle. You strike up a conversation with someone, laughing and having a great time. Then bam. You accidentally spill your entire glass of wine all over their brand new white shirt. Mortified, you apologize profusely, but the damage is done. In that moment, it feels like the world is ending, right? You're replaying the scene in your head, wishing you could rewind and do things differently. You might even start to feel anxious about what they think of you. But here's the thing, most people are pretty understanding when it comes to accidental spills. They know that life happens. Instead of letting this one mishap ruin your entire evening, take a deep breath, apologize sincerely, and move on. Maybe offer to buy them a new shirt or help clean up the mess. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, even those seemingly perfect people you see on Instagram. So, what's the takeaway? Forgiving yourself for mistakes is about releasing the grip of self-criticism, embracing learning opportunities, and remembering that you are worthy of love and compassion, even when things don't go as planned. It's a continuous journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, even the small ones, and keep striving to be the best version of yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to practice self-forgiveness? Let me know in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Morning Reset for your daily dose of inspiration and chill vibes. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.